Suzanne, how are you?
I'm fine. Could you tell me your name and what country you're from?
My name is Michelle and I come from Australia.
Okay, what is your definition of pop culture?
Well, for me, I guess pop culture, pop being short for pop, pop culture would be anything that's popular in our particular cultures. For example, Australian pop culture would be anything about fashion, music, sport, TV, movies, anything like that. So anything that's popular now in our cultures today. I mean, for a specific country or for a specific group of people, like teenagers or adults or children or
okay, nice definition. Can you give me an example of pop culture from your country?
Well, Australian pop culture has a really popular thing going on right now, reality TV shows. And I actually don't know if I should say this is Australian because the idea of reality TV shows came from America originally. But right now we've got lots of them, like for example Big Brother, we've got Australian Idol, we've got The Biggest Loser, which is a show in which a group of people are in a house and the person who loses the most weight is the winner, things like that. Basically TV shows where normal people get to watch normal people on TV doing normal things. So, yeah, it's pretty normal, but it's really popular at home in Australia. Yeah, everyone's really, really into it.
Those shows you mentioned are the same shows that we have in North America that are very popular.
Yeah.
Wow. What's something that you think would be difficult for English language learners to understand about Australian pop culture?
Well, for example, the Australian version of Big Brother. Big Brother is a TV show where a group of people are taken into a house. They can't leave the house until they are voted off the show, basically. So you're stuck in this house and you can't leave. And so for English language learners, I think the vocabulary of Australians inside the Big Brother house, it's typical Australians, and their language at first is often really difficult for English language learners because they are often more familiar with American English or British English, but the Australian vocabulary often gives them problems. And also, depending on what countries these English language learners come from, the concept of a reality TV show also might be a bit difficult for them to understand. I mean, at first I wondered as well, even I wondered, why would you want to watch a group of people sitting in a house all day just doing nothing, basically? But it's really popular. But yeah, the language and the concepts of Big Brother in particular, the reality TV show.
Okay, good. What is your favorite part of Australian pop culture and why?
My favorite part, I guess, would have to be a radio station, which is called Triple J or JJJ, depending on how you want to say it. But Triple J is the only national radio station in Australia. And so because Australia is a really big country, for those of you who don't know, it's the only national radio station. So it means that people who live in the middle of the country, who live in really small towns, that's basically their only contact with people who live in the city. For example, Central Australia is really, there's not a lot of people who live there, and because most people are either on the east or the west. If you do live in Central Australia, Triple J is basically your only contact with the rest of the country, basically. And Triple J in particular, I think is good because they have a lot of promotions, I guess, or to reach out to these people in the isolated people, I guess. They have a lot of competitions, encouraging them to enter like band competitions, for example, or they have another contest, which I think is great for these isolated people. It's called Haywire, and it encourages these people every year. It's an annual contest to write an essay or record themselves, basically, talking about their experience of living in Central Australia, because that's something that everyone else in the country, in the big cities, doesn't know about. So they have that contest, and it really helps the city people and the country people to discover more about each other. So I think that's a pretty good part of Australian pop culture.
Sounds cool. I want to listen to it. Triple J. Last question. What popular Japanese pop culture is now in Australia?
Oh, there's a lot of it. Australia and Japan have a lot of contact with each other because Australia is a bit closer to Japan than maybe America or Britain. But I don't know where to start. You've got the manga, the anime, all the films like My Neighbor Totoro, and I don't remember the rest of them. I can't think of the Japanese names. But so all the cartoon movies, all the comics, which are in English, of course, in Australia, but they're starting to be really, really popular now. And also, speaking of cartoons, you've got all the cute cartoons like Hello Kitty and Kogepan and all the little characters like that. They're popular not only with children, but with teenagers and even some adults as well. I mean, I've been a fan of Hello Kitty since I was little. you've got cartoons, manga, anime, and the biggest part, I would say, probably would be the food. I don't know about America and Britain, but there's a lot of Japanese people living in Sydney, especially now, and so you can get, you've got Asian grocery stores, and you've got sushi bars on every corner, so almost every type of Japanese food, sushi, tempura, all the donburis and stuff like that. You can find it in restaurants, you can make it at home. The food would probably be the biggest part, I would say.
Great. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for your interview. It was fascinating to hear about Australian culture.
Anytime. Thank you, Suzanne.
You're welcome.